Ex-White House aide, FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in Ukraine business dealings. By Wendell Hussebo on April 12, 2023. The FBI has ignored President Joe Biden's role in the family's foreign influence peddling conspiracy in Ukraine, according to former Obama White House stenographer Mike McCormick. McCormick, who told the New York Post he has relevant information implicating Joe Biden in the family's business affairs in Ukraine, submitted a tip to the FBI in February. McCormick said he never heard back from the FBI, the same law enforcement agency which allegedly shut down the investigation into Hunter's abandoned laptop from hell. Joe Biden committed crimes in Ukraine in a conspiracy with current National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, McCormick told the Post. I'm a witness to that happening. According to McCormick, Biden's former national security aide, Sullivan, told reporters on April 21, 2014, on Air Force Two as an anonymous senior administration official that the United States intended to help Ukraine's natural gas industry. Unknown to the public at the time, Hunter Biden was already a board member of Burisma, a Ukrainian natural gas company. Hunter's position on the board was not disclosed by the company until May 12, 2014, nearly a month after Sullivan's statement to reporters. The U.S. would specifically offer technical assistance relating to a regulatory framework, and also the technology that would be required to extract unconventional gas resources, and Ukraine has meaningful reserves of unconventional gas according to the latest estimates, McCormick recounted Sullivan's statement to reporters on the flight. In December 2014, Congress approved a $50 million package for Ukraine's energy sector, including the natural gas industry. The package was supported by the Obama administration. Joe Biden served as the point person on U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine during the Obama administration. McCormick said he wants to testify before the federal grand jury in Delaware that is investigating Hunter for tax and gun violations. I'll go under oath before anyone who needs to hear the truth about Joe Biden's criminal activities, he said. Hunter joined the board in April 2014, 2 years before Joe Biden stated he forced the firing of Ukraine prosecutor Viktor Shokin, who was investigating Burisma. Despite Hunter's lack of experience in Ukraine or the energy sector, he was paid $83,000 per month by the energy company, or $1 million per year, just weeks after his father was announced point person on U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine. In 2015, Joe Biden threatened to withhold $1 billion from Ukraine if the Ukrainian government did not fire the prosecutor who was investigating Burisma. In 2017, Hunter's salary was cut in half when Joe Biden left the White House as then vice president, having himself visited Ukraine 6 times in 7 years. Joe Biden was aware of his son's Ukrainian business dealings despite claims he never spoke to Hunter about the family business, reportedly meeting one of Hunter's partners at Burisma, Vadim Pasherskyy. In 2015, then Vice President Biden approved an official statement about Hunter's Burisma board position. Emails retrieved by America First Legal from the National Archives show. VP signed off on this, will give this quote to reporters in my name shortly. Then Vice President Joe Biden's communications director Kate Bedingfield told Hunter's business partner Eric Schwerin. An additional trove reveals Bedingfield reassured Schwerin in 2015 that a damaging story from Bloomberg reporter Margaret Talov about the family's business dealings in Ukraine would be quashed unless editors hold a gun to her head. A third trove released from the archives showed Hunter advised the office of Vice President Biden in 2014 on how to handle media inquiries regarding his position on the board of Burisma, a potential violation of federal law due to Hunter failing to register as a foreign agent. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing even to have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.